Hello, beautiful. How are you? My name is Chulu. I am the founder of Africana Woman. Confessions. I bit off more than I can chew. I'll be the first to admit that there's a lot going on, guys. And I know you're expecting educated Africana. However, we were not able to deliver this week, but next week we certainly shall. So please do stay tuned. But I just wanted to come on and let you know and just be real and just say, hey, I made a mistake and it has not come out now. I am very much committed to quality over quantity. And next week we shall deliver our new podcast. In the meantime, I just wanted to give a little reflection I had yesterday. Let me tell you, these last couple of weeks have been so adventure-filled. I have so many stories for you, but I want to sit and tell it to you properly. I was in the Northern Kingdom of the Lunda people celebrating Umutomboko. Let me tell you, it was magical, like literally. Yeah, we got to meet the Mwata Kazembe. We even had dinner at the palace, please. Yay, special. But listen, if you go to Umutomboko and you're just there for, you know, just to see the dance at the end, you're missing the whole point. You are missing the whole point. But I will get into that another day. We had such an adventure and I'd love to share that story. Can you tell my voice is going? But I think the story that I want to tell you today is how my word for the year is playing out. Now, you know, at the beginning of the year, I usually set out a word that will guide me through the year. And how I come to decide on that is really through prayer, meditation, and asking God, like, what word should guide me? So the word that came to me this year, or more like last year, was collaboration. And I was like, okay, I wonder what that really means, collaboration, right? And yesterday we had an event called the Women's Networking Cocktail. Wow. So this was a collaboration with Phenomenal Women Global and Africana Woman. You know, when you're an event organizer, sometimes you just don't see why something is coming together or whether it's going to actually work out. So that was how I was feeling about this particular event. But when I got to the end, I particularly remembered the word collaboration. And I thought, whoa, okay, that's what this was about. So the co-founder of Phenomenal Women Global is Lisa Sakaja. And we actually met on social media. I know. So basically, Lisa was looking around on the internet streets and she came across Africana Woman podcast. She reached out to me and said, hey, I've got this organization called Phenomenal Women Global. Their headquarters are in Geneva, Switzerland, and Uganda, and then they've got satellites all over the world. And she said, you know what, I've got this organization. We really help professional women with their leadership, and I'd love to, you know, work with you. This was 2 years ago, guys. So I was like, okay, cool. So the first thing that we did was do a podcast together, and we jumped on the Africana Woman podcast. Please, you need to go check out that episode. It's one of the earlier ones. It's called life leaves you breadcrumbs. She's got a fascinating story. And ever since, we've just stayed in contact, and I have been a mentor for their mentorship program. Shout out to my mentee, Kesia. I've been a coach in their leadership masterclass. So I've been teaching about branding and marketing. So, you know, this is something that has been for 2 years. Wow. And let me tell you, so obviously we're doing the Africana Woman Retreats, and Lisa says, why haven't you invited me to the retreats? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, no, I'm coming. I'm like, yes, yes, I'm coming. So she's coming for an Africana Woman Retreat, which is Reinvention, Write a New Story in Lower Zambezi. And, you know, and then she says, okay, whilst I'm there, could we do some sort of event together? And I said yes. Now, at the time, I was actually saying yes automatically. But you see, this year, I have committed to doing collaborations. So I know that I'm very open to when, you know, when somebody says that, oh, can we collaborate in some way? My answer is going to be yes, right? And that's because I have my guiding word, the guiding word collaboration, to make sure that whatever I'm doing this year is being led by that word, right? Even if it's subconsciously, right? Because at the time I was just like, oh, okay, yes, let's do it. And, you know, we thought of what would be a good way to engage women and bring them together. So we decided on a cocktail, a networking cocktail. And that's where we just jumped off of. And her team just rallied, our Africana Woman team rallied behind it too. We had another lady, Emily Mukanya. Oh my God, that woman is powerful. She is fire. She came through from Zimbabwe, guys. Zimbabwe. And Lisa flew in as well for this event from Switzerland via Uganda. And we said, okay, we are having a joint event, and women came through. Now you see, people come for Africana Woman events, and I think they don't know what to expect, right? They're thinking, oh, okay, let me just try something new, see what happens. Let me just try something new, right? So one of our main goals is to really make sure that you are connecting. We stand on three things: connection, collaboration, and celebration. And that always comes through in everything that we put out. So, you know, when we're saying that, hey, it's a networking event, we really mean that you're going to network. We really mean that you're going to talk to people. You're going to have meaningful conversations, that you're going to interact. Get out of your comfort zone and just walk away feeling energized. Even if you come for 2 minutes, guys, I guarantee you, you're going to feel that much better. And I always tell people that, you know, Africana Woman is a feeling, and you have to come and experience it. You know, it's so different. It's so unique from so many other events. And our focus is you. It's not necessarily the speakers, but it's you. I must mention that we had exhibitors, you know, businesses that are led by women who are so assertive, who are doing amazing things in their communities, who have made the most beautiful, beautiful pieces. Oh my gosh. You guys just need to come and see the pictures. It was such a beautiful event. And people got to go through their stands and just talk to them and interact with them, get their contacts. I'm very full. I'm very, very happy. And when I got to the end of the event, I kind of just said, ah, okay, this is why we did it. This is why we did it. We did it because people were smiling. We did it because people felt encouraged. They felt that they can go out and take the tools that we talked about, that they learned, and make them practical in their lives. People came from the Agri Show, straight from the Agri Show, tired, but they came through. And, you know, afterwards, they just said, ah, I feel so energized. I feel so energized. This is why we did this event. Ah. My heart is full. I'm so thankful. Can you hear that my voice is going? I don't sound the same as I usually do. I know. You'd think that I'm a noisemaker. Okay, yes. in some situations, but I'm actually very, very quiet, guys. Like, very quiet, but anyhow. thank you to everybody that came out, all the women that exhibited, so proud of you. And we will continue to support your businesses in whatever way that we can. Every single woman that showed up, and I know there was like doubts. People were telling me like, listen, I was at home and I was just doubting, should I go? Should I go? But I decided to come and I just had a fantastic time. You know, I heard that story. I heard some people tell me that story repeatedly. So I'm so proud of you for actually showing up for yourself, showing up for your dreams, for your vision, showing up for who you are becoming. Come on now, girl. Ugh, I'm so proud of you. And I thank you, the team, Africana Woman team, Donalia, Lusungu Chiko, you guys are amazing. And of course, to our wonderful partners, Phenomenal Women Global, for coming to a whole nother country. Guys, can you imagine? This started from a conversation on Instagram. This is the power of networking. This event would not have happened if we had not linked up on Instagram. It wouldn't have happened. It literally would not have happened, but we did. It all started from a conversation in the Instagram inbox. And 2 years down the line, here we are hosting a joint event called the Women's Networking Cocktail. Ah, Phenomenal Women Global, you were fantastic. You delivered. You came through. Oh my gosh, the speeches were just amazing. And what I really loved about it was it wasn't long speeches. It was literally 5 minutes each, getting straight to the point because we wanted you to interact and practice what we're talking about. So ladies, the next time we say ati come for an event, and then we've also got a deadline for buying the tickets. Yeah? Come through. Buy the tickets on time and then actually show up. So that's all I wanted to share with you today, guys. Make sure that you tune in next week for the launch of the Educated Africana. And just keep telling people about Africana Woman. Hey, I don't know, guys. I feel like you're missing out if you're not on this tip. Okay. Okay. So have a fantastic weekend. Tomorrow we are going, well, the day that I'm recording this, I'm saying tomorrow, we are going for the Reinvention Write a New Story retreat. It is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be transformational, and I cannot wait to see what happens on the other side. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.